Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. No Hugh, he's out this week, but I am back and joined today by Al Morgani. Al, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's not to like?
Well, there's a lot to like, a lot not to like. We're going to debate it all. Al, it's been a while since I feel like we haven't worked together in a long time.
No, because I've been having fun. Yeah. I've worked with Cap
Gun. The rest of us got to work.
I work with Cap Gun on Sundays a lot.
How's that?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's,
TK was in for me last week. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's been keep up with what's going on. It's amazing. You just come back every week, something else happens.
There is
every other day, something else happens. It's wild.
It is. There's a lot going on here. 215-592-9494. Are we going to live on the show today? So Rhea's going to join us coming up at 11, as she does every Monday. Mm-hmm. We will, later in the show, unveil the beginning of Quarter Century Week, which we're doing here on the Midday Show. We're going to vote on, and by the end of the week, have the top five athletes of Philadelphia sports over the last 25 years. We are a quarter century in here. So we'll get to that. Al's with us. We've got to get Al's list of the top five Flyers of the last 25 years. You people coming up, all that. A new quarterback list is out as well, so I'm sure everyone will be mad at that. That'll be fun. Al, though, we'll start with the Phillies. They win yesterday, and so I was out last week. I was on the West Coast, so I was on the same time as them. Yeah, I went to, you ever been to, I'm sure you have, Washington State? I went to
Olympia
National
beer?
Park.
Did you have some Olympia beer?
I did have that. I went to Olympic National Park. I went to Mount Rainier. It was awesome. But I was on the same time frame as the Phillies, right? So I got back at night after, being hiking all day, and I listened to some of the games. And it was a lot of the same, right? They didn't score any runs, and they won two times out of six. But it was kind of a frustrating road trip for the Phillies. Yet, Al, they go into the All-Star break still in first place. Like, it's been a weird year to where they have flaws. They don't hit enough.
Yeah.
The bullpen stinks. Yet, their starting pitching is great enough that they're still in first place. Al, as we hit the All-Star break here, Home Run Derby tonight, are the Phillies better or worse than you thought they'd be?
Their record is better, a little better, but they're worse. The Phillies are a very nice car where you're humming along, the check engine light is on, and everything's going well, but the check engine light is on.
Yeah, so you're
and
a
you're
bit
waiting
worried,
to say what is going to happen, and it's not like you weren't warned. The thing's right there, flashing at you, check engine, and it's up to you. Are you going to reach that destination before something goes bonkers, or are you going to check under the hood?
It's a good analogy. I think that is a really good way to frame the Phillies. They are that, right? And the check engine light's been on.
Oh.
But, sometimes those lights fire for no reason. There's a plug off. And I'm not saying there's no reason to have concern with the Phillies. Everyone listening knows I have concern with the Phillies. But, Al, when the season began, my prediction was 89 wins and a wild card spot. I wasn't as high on this team as other people were. Now, I didn't think they were bad, but I thought it'd be a struggle to just get there. And I look at the team, and I'm like, man, the starting pitching is great enough that it does cover up the other issues. Even look at this weekend. They didn't play great this weekend, right? They had issues on with the Kepler pop-up on Friday, and they had issues yesterday scoring runs till the eighth inning. But they won the game yesterday. They very easily could have won the game on Friday night. Their starting pitching is primarily excellent. And I actually think they're better than I thought they would be to start this season, because I wasn't sure the pitching was this great. I mean, it really is. Even without Aaron Nola, even with Bryce Harper not having a great season by his standards, the pitching is so good that they're still one of the, five or six best teams in baseball.
Yeah, but it's all on the pitching. Question is, are you gonna risk that's going to carry you through?
Yeah.
That's very difficult to think that's going to happen. Because more often than not in the playoffs, big bats come through.
They do.
And that's what, I'm not looking at this team as a team to make the playoffs. Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. I actually think the manager's done a remarkable job with a dysfunctional lineup. With an outfield that he has, with a defense that he has at times, with power hitters that lost power, I think he's done a really good job, and some of that is just the pitching coming through. But now I'm not as nearly as confident with them as I thought I was going to be going into. And you mentioned the problems, Nola, a reliever that's gone.
Alvarado, who screwed them.
Well, your top player with the wrist that seems chronic now.
Yep.
So I think he's done a really good job, but I don't have much faith that they can. Like, these playoffs aren't just one round, two rounds. I mean, you're going to go a long time in the playoffs.
Well,
you
might have to win four rounds.
Yeah. That's a long time. And I'm disappointed. I'm not. I'm not disappointed in their record. I'm disappointed in my eyes what I see.
Yeah, the record, I mean, obviously the record's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, you even with losing 4-6 on the road this week, they're still in first place. Like, and I think that it's almost like we're looking at the issues and almost not looking at the record. Like, we're doing both at the same time. Like, the record's good. Yeah. The issues are there. I just look at it this way. Even with the issues they have, they have a really good record. They have really good starting pitching. And I do think some of the issues could be fixed. Like, the bullpens are the one thing at the trade deadline, Al. If you do it right, you can fix it.
Yeah, but it's such a long shot. Or it can go bad, too. It's the hardest position to predict, like, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't have as much issue with the bullpens as many, because I just assume when Nola comes back, that somebody's going in there anyway. So you're going to have to have somebody's
going. But they're going to need another guy.
One more, yeah. But everybody's talking two. No, you might need one, but you're going to send a starting pitcher in there.
Which one?
Well, you're going to have an option.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's fine. And I don't know what's going to happen with a kid they bring up or whatever. But I prioritize a bat. A lot of times to me, when you have a really good team, and since the DH has come into the National League, your closer is a big bat. Ryan Howard was a closer as much as Lynch.
So, like, you're up 2-1. You hit the home run to make it 4-1.
Yes.
Yeah, that finishes the game.
It's a huge difference. And when you have a lineup where you reach where there's a dead spot, it's like a dead spot on your phone when you get the 7, 8, 9 done.
Some days it's before 7, 8, 9.
Yeah,
it's Kepler. Where do they put him in the lineup?
Exactly.
He stinks, by the way.
You got to get through. You have to fix that.
Yeah, well, they do, and they need that. So here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. We're at reach the All-Star break. The Phillies win yesterday. We know they lost 2 out of 3 this weekend in San Diego. They're in first place. They're not a special all-time great team. They're good. They could be better. They obviously have work to do. But they're better than I thought for this reason. If you had told me before the season Bryce Harper would have the season he's had, if you told me before the season that Kyle Schwarber would be the only power threat they have in the entire lineup, if you told me before the season Romano's ERA would be 7 and Kepler would be DF8 maybe in July, I would have said there's no way they're in first place. And they are. Like, sometimes I think we look at their issues and we keep saying, man, they're struggling, they have this, to that, but yet I look up every day and they have a starting pitcher out there 4 out of 5 days of the week, 4 out of 5, you know, through the rotation, dominating. I mean, it's not just good starting rotation. It's the best one, clearly, Al, we've had here since 2011, and it rivals that rotation. I mean, this is amazing what they've got out of Wheeler, Suarez, Sanchez, and Lizardo's been up and down, but his good is really good, Lizardo.
It's really good, and that's... As much as you want to quote, you owe it to the fans. You owe it to this starting staff kind of get them through, to let them show their stuff when it matters the most. But that's why I said I thought the manager's done a pretty good job with, as you mentioned it, guys that haven't. I mean, how many guys have played to the back of their baseball card, as they say, if you go around
Schwarber,
the lineup?
Schwarber. I guess Turner. He's in a little bit of a slump now, but for the most part, this year has been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that. I mean, and but pitching, obviously, yep. But your bullpen and the manager's managed to keep together where guys have whined about stuff. He's had to, you know, discipline, which is not his forte.
Well, so the Castellanos and the Kepler thing.
Well, and it seemed to be, you know, it didn't rock the boat too much, kind of kept it in order. So I think he's done a pretty good job with what's been given to him. It's always been a strange lineup, kind of with thrown in there a lot of guys that should be DHs.
Well, they probably have 3 or 4 DHs.
Well,
yeah.
Playing regularly.
Yeah. I mean, they do.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Castellanos probably should be a DH. Harper might need to be a DH.
He's done a hell of a job.
Yeah. Well, that in some ways he really has. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we reached the All-Star break. Kyle, what do you feel on the Phils? They win yesterday. Not a great road trip out to the West, and they now enter the All-Star break in first place. But clearly the issues we've known have been there all year. Are they better or worse than you thought they'd be at this point?
I'm going to say better just because I don't think I expect... Well, you know, however I predicted this season to go, it was with the team being fully healthy and, you know, just knowing what I knew at the beginning of the season. But if you would have told me that Nola would miss the amount of time he did,
yep.
Alvarado would get suspended for a giant chunk of the season and until August, we won't even get him until the playoffs. And not only Bryce Harper missing a chunk of time, but the version of Bryce Harper that we got, even when he was healthy, And if you would have told me that we were number one in the division and, you know, top four record in the NL, I mean, I'd be pretty surprised. Now, Al's kind of right about the fact that, like, all the, you know, all your car lights are on and stuff like that. And they are just, like, not. It's like pulling teeth watching this team.
It is. Even yesterday. They won yesterday, and I was like, I hated the offense the whole game.
But I still have reason to think that they can get better as the season goes on. Like, I feel a lot better than I thought I would think, if that makes any sense, at this point in the season.
Yeah, the other thing that strikes me is you look at the lineup, right? So, you know, Stott has been a zero offensively. He's given them nothing. I thought Bohm was a zero for the whole month of April. Then he got hot, and now he's kind of gone backwards again. Somehow they have a good record despite a lot of holes all over the team. It's a weird year where they have so many players having big time seasons. Wheeler, Sanchez, Suarez, obviously Kyle Schwarber. But then they have so many guys that are having bad seasons, and it just evens out to this 55-41 team.
55 and you have a division where two teams aren't nearly what you thought they were going to be.
Yes,
which you benefit greatly from.
Yeah, well, the Braves thinking really has helped the whole thing.
Yeah, and the team in New York.
Yeah.
Kind of falling on themselves from time to time. Well, they get hot, but then they... That's the thing. If I'm looking at those two teams, which team do I think can ignite and go the distance? Much as the Mets are a mess...
That lineup is better.
Yeah.
Well, and they start their lineup with Lindor and Soto and Alonso. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's really what we thought we'd have here, but it hasn't worked.
Imagine you had that and the pitching.
I know. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. We are at the All-Star break with the Phillies. They win yesterday, but lose 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Are they better or worse than you thought they'd be when this season began? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, man. How are we doing today?
We're doing great.
What's up?
Happy All-Star break Monday. Joe, I see, when you went on vacation, you didn't find any damn wisdom for yourself.
No, I didn't expect that. Did you expect that?
No, okay. And I saw, you know, you released a list that, you know, I'm sure you guys will talk about that proves, again, you
were
not...
Is it the quarterback list or the coach list? Which one are we yelling about? Coach list. Okay.
Coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but let's stay on topic here before Kyle yells at me.
Okay.
The Phillies are worse than I thought. Last year, let's look at this. Last year, they started off to an historic pace. Joe, you and I both were riding the train that this is the greatest Phillies team we've ever seen.
Yes, didn't work out the way we wanted, but yes, we were on that train. It crashed.
Yeah. They sent a record number of players, you know, to the All-Star team that year. I mean, it just everything aligned, and then, you know, second half was a tell two different stories, probably one of the most epic collapses of any sports team, and then we got bounced immediately in the first round by the Mets. So this year is worse. Our bullpen is entirely trash men. Kirkling is probably our only maybe guy that, you know, maybe he's driving a trash truck, but the other guys are definitely on the back picking it. Alvarado suspended for PEDs. The big pickup by Dombrowski was Romano Cheese, who just stinks to high heaven. Kepler is another bust, just like Whit Merrifield was last year. Bryce is playing with a busted wrist. That's not, by his own admission, not going to get any better. So,
and yet they're 55-41. I mean, you spelled it all out. They're better than you think they should be.
Ramuto's a shell of himself. Stott is abysmal at the plate. Here's my thing, Joe. I think he's again dealing with the elbow. That's Chris Middleton.
Now we're coping and making excuses for Stott. The guy hasn't hit for 2 years here, Chris.
Joe, here's the rebuttal to what you just said. If they didn't have 3 Cy Young candidates pitching the first half of the season, and again, we could say, well, see, this is who they are. Well, let's pump our brakes, because last year we thought we were who we were, but it turned out we were really playing above, as some people say, the back of the baseball card. Where would this team be today?
They'd be screwed. I mean, yeah. Or they'd be an average team. If they didn't have these pitchers pitching like this, they'd be in big trouble.
And that is the problem. These pitchers are going to come to earth a little bit. I mean, at the top of the hill, you know, Wheeler's going to be Wheeler, right? I think Sanchez is legit, but I think he's pitching a little over his head. But, you know, Ranger, Rangers got the back issue going on. Rangers, the last start previous to the one he just threw over the weekend, I mean, he was topping out at like 88 miles per hour with his fastball. Like, that guy, he's going to come off a cliff again. And they're already starting to peel his innings back. Guys, this team is not going to deliver as it's constructed. You need two major arms into that bullpen. You need offensive help from a bat. And that is why I'm all on board for selling. But
selling?
That,
what are we doing? They're in first place.
Talking about.
No. I'm not saying we need to sell. I'm saying they need to sell our farm team.
You want to just dump everything in. Yeah,
sell.
I get it.
I called for it last week. I don't just want us to jump in and make a little cannonball splash. I want a tsunami wave. You need to make major, major moves. Dave, get off your hands and get to work. And other than that, guys, here's going to be the topic all week long. Where's W-A-L-D-O Waldo? Where the hell is he?
Chris, appreciate it. That is a good question. Where do you think Hugh Douglas is right now? Buc-ee's?
Yeah, Buc-ee's. Yeah. I like Buc-ee's. Yeah. I was happy when he was talking about Buc-ee's.
He talks about Buc-ee's a lot.
Yeah. It's a strange place. It's very clean all the time.
Well, did you ever see his video when he went there and he took a video in the bathroom?
No, I try not to watch Hugh's videos because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea.
He was talking about going to a winery and getting banged up. But he said he was going to bring his tin Buc-ee's cup and ask if they could just put the wine in there.
So I know Hugh's become a wine guy recently. I'm not sure Hugh's a winery guy.
No.
Yeah, like, I mean, he could go. He could become one. But, like, he may have to ease into becoming a winery guy. The wineries are different.
I don't like wine. I don't drink wine. But
yeah, I like wine. But wineries are a different vibe than just like...
Yeah, you're kind of mellow.
Very mellow, yeah.
Maybe
a gummy for Hugh before he gets to the winery, just to kind of settle down a little bit.
It's not the kind of place that you bring a tin gas station cup.
I think that's the best way to frame it. I mean, we could solicit people today to see where their guess on where Hugh is right now. I mean, if I had to guess, he's probably at home thinking about a trip to Buc-ee's, but maybe he's having more fun than we think he is. Aaron is in San Diego. I saw him. Did you meet up with a fellow WIP listener? What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, good morning, buddy. What's up?
My vegetarian brother from another mother is back. I'm so excited.
I am back, Aaron. Aaron, missed you too, buddy. What's up? What are you feeling?
I thought we were going to have the band back together today, but apparently Mr. Douglas decided to go on a wine trip to Buc-ee's, so I guess we're going to have to go with that. But hey, we'll take the living legend, Al Morganti.
That's right.
How you doing, Al?
Well, half living.
Well, that's all that matters. As long as there's any living, we'll get through the show today.
So the topic of today, right?
Yes.
I think you got to look at it in three parts.
Okay.
I think the pitching... A+, more than we all could have expected, beyond our wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The hitting, B+. The bullpen, an absolute failure, disaster, the worst case scenario for us.
I think you're being a little hard on the offense. Yeah, I don't think it's a D+. The offense, it's a C. It's an average offense. It's an average big league offense.
That Friday game. With the bases loaded,
it was brutal.
One out.
Brutal.
Nick Castellanos up at bat.
Dribbler back to home. It's brutal. I mean, and Kepler with the pop-up. Kepler really is the one, because that was the one addition they made to the offense, and he just stunk.
Yeah. I don't know. D's a bad group. But why would you have a D+?
The D plus is weird. You're sugarcoating.
Yeah, you want to. It's for D. But I don't think. I think it's a little harsh on the off. I mean, you have to look at baseball as a whole and then put him in it. But the point is, that should be like an A-.
Or at least a B.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I think they're a C offense. They're average, just average
at best.
Yep.
Cass, and I don't even blame Kepler because we all know what Kepler is, right? But Castellanos, it's in his being that he's got to – I think it's just a thing where he's got to be the hero. He's got to make the big hit. He can't just read the room and say, wait a minute, a walk here is going to tie up the game and you know, give us another at-bat. It's just
–
man, it was so frustrating watching that game.
Yeah, it's frustrating with him because he looks like a guy – and when he's hot, obviously, everybody, when they're hot, they're really good. Mm-hmm. But he seems like a guy who, when there's a stress situation at times, goes back to the default.
Yes.
Which is not, it's like when you take tennis lessons or golf lessons. You go through a lot, and you're supposed to carry that through at stress times. But very often, we all go back to what we used to do.
Yeah, they revert. You revert.
And that's what it looks like with Castellanos at times, and that's a real worry.
As far as the trade deadline, you know, I don't. We're at the stage where we're like the Sixers of the past couple of years, where we're getting up in age,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it's worth or if it's going to make a difference to add a bat and pay the money that we'd have to pay and give up what we'd have to give up to, because the only way that this, let's face it, the only way that this team is doing anything this year and the only way they're going to win a world championship is they have to get hot with the bats like the Arizona Diamondbacks did a couple years ago. That's the only way that we're gonna win anything this year.
Well, yeah, but you can't. Then you have to go get somebody.
Yeah, like, what's the point of this season if they don't get a bat? Like, they would waste one of the best pitching staffs they've ever had. Aaron, I don't want to give up too much either. No one wants to give away the future, and like if we give up a guy that becomes a special player, but what if we don't? I mean, then we're gonna look back on this era and say, what did we do here for 5 years? We have to.
You know, Joe, you and I have talked about it before. You know who I'd like them to go get?
Who's that?
Is Rhys Hoskins. And the reason I want Rhys Hoskins is because, you know, not what he did on the field, but off the field. It is obvious that they are lacking that leadership in the clubhouse, that fire, and bring him back when everybody else is cold. Rhys has a tendency to get hot. When he's cold, other players tend to get, I mean, I would love to see that. But other than like bringing in Judge and Tatis,
well, they're not getting
or
those guys.
Machado or these monster names, I don't know you're going to make a difference.
Well, I mean, but when this kind of pitch staff, and Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. With this kind of pitch staff, Al, you said earlier, one bat could make a difference. I mean, if they're in a lot of 2-1, 3-2 games, one bat could make a big difference in some of those games.
Oh, it's a huge difference. That's why what's going on in the outfield is such a mess. You can't have that. Like, when you say you expect something from left field, that's he's supposed to be a pro.
Yes.
Like, I understand, you know, when you've got a guy that can't hit in the outfield, supposed to just be Rojas,
yeah.
who's I've given up on.
Yeah, you don't expect anything.
I don't, but I had to go get somebody that I expect something from. The expectations had to be there, and they're not. He's not producing the way he had. Like, that had to be the impact an impact player. That's why Dombrowski has to get away from trying to be new school again and try to be not the Dombrowski of before. Like, I'm not going to wreck the farm system. He needs to go to and Norton Antivirus. He's got identity theft going on and rediscover who the hell he is.
He forgot who he is.
Well, yes, yeah. And go out and have an impact because you're in a big, big market here. The biggest one baseball team market in the major leagues. If you screw up with the prospect, you have a thick enough wallet that you can make up for your mistake.
Yeah, and the way it is right now, if he doesn't do something big, we're going to look at his time here as a failure.
I mean, if
they don't get back to a World Series, his time here is going to be a failure. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Phillies are at the All-Star break. We are at the end of the first half. They played obviously more games than that. But the end of the quote-unquote first half. Are the Phillies better or worse than you thought they'd be? Your call's that. Plus, we get to a very interesting situation. Draft pick by the Phillies last night. How it might affect the team really soon. That's coming up. It's the Midday Show. Joe Gilio along with Al Morgani and for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.